tear your city down. Ole, ole, ole. Ole, 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 ole. He will tear your city down. Ole, ole, ole.
You can join me if you want to. I just heard you gasp. Yes, I know you're there, just beneath the trees, watching me bathe in the starlight, in this forest pool. You were here last night too, weren't you? And the night before? And the night before that? Watching me? Watching the water trickle down my breasts and thighs? You've been very quiet for a human, but I knew. I was frightened at first. I heard you there in the forest, and I thought you might be a goblin come to ravish me. But you're no goblin, and I might not mind you ravishing. What am I saying? Come out from under the trees, warrior. Will you show yourself to me? Don't I get to see who's been watching me? There you go. That's it. Come closer, so I can see your face in the starlight. It's all right. Don't be afraid. I'm just an elf woman. I'm alone. And naked. And you're far more dangerous than I am. You are so dangerous. Oh, I knew it was you. I knew it. You're the human warrior who's been staying with us these past weeks. Who slew all the raiders who attacked my village. I'm so glad. You were very brave that night when you cut them out of the world. All the bandits who would have burned our homes in the trees and kidnapped us and enslaved us. Your blade caught the moonlight and your eyes caught the sheen of their torches, and you were magnificent. I was crying when they'd thrown me at the roots of my tree, at the cold ground, my wrists tied behind me, and you cut the ropes from me. Look, the bruises from the ropes have healed. There are no markings on my wrists or on my body. I'm naked and free in the moonlight, and you saved me. You were so brave when you faced the raiders. So why have you been hiding from me? Why not step down to the water and greet me? Thank you. I like seeing you up close like this. You are so beautiful. Oh, your body. You're almost naked yourself. You must have followed me from your bed in the inn. It's so odd to see you without your armor or your blade, just you. Oh, your eyes, how they burn. Is that because I'm standing naked in this pool? My breasts lifting and falling gently as I breathe, my thighs soft and wet and welcoming at the first morning dawn. I guess you already know my body well. You've watched me all these nights, and I haven't taken care to cover myself. I think I liked knowing you were watching me. I didn't get to thank you for saving me, for saving our village, the night you untied me. The raiders were regrouping at the edge of our village, and after you freed me, you hurried on to fight them. But before you did, when you lifted me to my feet, your powerful hands on my arms, your gaze met mine, and your eyes, I melted. My heart beat like a winter drum and my loins dripped with molten heat. I couldn't sleep all night. The raiders bound me and meant to have me, but you captured me with one look in your eyes. Did my eyes capture you too? When you held me trembling in your arms, gazing up at you vulnerably, my blouse ripped open by the raiders and my lips parted, panting in my rescuer's arms. My ears small and pointed and drinking in the sound of your breathing, in the timbre of your voice. Did my eyes make your loins burn? Is that why you slipped down out of the village each night to watch me bathe in the forest? Yes, you can slip into the water. It will be easier to talk if you're standing close to me. The way your body glistens as you wade into the pool is exciting me. I come to bathe because I can't sleep. I toss in my bed, remembering your touch, your hands on me, your breath warm against my cheek from the brief moment you held me. You told me I'm safe, and that you would keep me safe. Is it true? Am I safe? Nothing could possibly happen to me in this forest pool, could it? Maybe I should step nearer? I'd be safer if you were holding me, wouldn't I? If no one else could grab me, or seize me, or tie me up. I'd be safer if I was pressed to you like this. Wouldn't I? My small, delicate hands on your shoulders, my hips naked against yours, my breasts so warm and full, my hard little nipples rubbing against your chest. Yes. Put your arms around me. Yes, like that. My breath, soft at your neck. Will you keep me safe, warrior? I've been so frightened, scared you would leave our tree village without holding me again. Scared I'd never get to tell you how my body trembles, how my thighs quiver when you're near me. I'm naked and wet in your arms, so helpless and soft. Am I lovely to you by starlight, as you are to me? You saved me. Oh, what have you done to me, human? I've dreamed every night of thanking you until my bed is soaked and there's a fire between my thighs that even my small, soft fingers can't quench. I'm on fire. Will you quench me? Will you touch me? What the raiders wanted from me, I will give to you willingly tonight. Under these stars, in this pool. Oh, you freed me. You cut the bonds of my wrists, but bound my heart. It is yours. I'm dripping, and my flesh is hot against your body. My breast full and aching for your touch. And every inch of me is yours. You don't have to hide beneath the dark trees, hoping for a glimpse of my soft petals. The flowering blossom between my thighs as I bathe. You can open me right here. I'm already open, warrior. I am open for you. I want to be so full of you. Oh, touch my thighs. Please. Your fingertips. Am I? Warrior, feel me. How soft and open and slick and tight. When you slip a finger in me like that, oh, I clench around your finger. My body needs you. I need to grip you and milk the pleasure and the heat from you. I burn for you, warrior. Please kiss me. Kiss. I love the taste of your mouth. I love the feeling of your fingers in me. I'm so small, and you are so big. Do you feel my fingers tease your shoulders, your chest? Do you feel my wet heat grip and squeeze your fingers? Do you smell me, human warrior? Do you hear the sounds your fingers make in me? Oh, my soft tunnel is slick with nectar. Oh, it's for you, all my nectar. Is for you. I have to be quiet. If I cry out, the other elves in the village might think I'm in danger. Am I in danger? Oh, I can feel how thick, how massive you are pressed to my thigh. Oh, you could hurt me so much. I'm an elf woman. I'm small and tight. Will you hurt me, warrior? Oh, you've pulled your fingers out of me. Oh, I'm so empty now. Ah, you've lifted me in your arms. Where are you carrying me, warrior? Out of the pool and into the dark trees? Further from my village? Are you taking me away, naked and defenseless, to ravish me when no one will hear me cry out? Warrior, I surrender. Do what you will with me. I'm yours. Let me kiss your throat while you carry me. Please, do kiss me. Oh, I'm so wet, I could just die. Oh, you're laying me down. On the mosses. Oh, it's so dark under these trees. Even my elven eyes can't see much. But I can feel your body on mine, holding me to the ground. Oh, how far have you carried me from my people? I don't know if we were kissing for minutes or hours. Oh, please kiss me again. Let a century pass while you kiss me. Oh, my lover. Yes, warrior. My legs are open for you. So open. My petals are unfolding the night air. There's a moist, soft opening for your cock. Are you going to ravish me now? Are you going to show me how dangerous you really are? Oh, your mouth on my breasts. Oh, goddess, your mouth. My nipples are so sensitive. Gloria. Gloria. You're being so gentle with me. Oh, gorgeous. I didn't know you'd be so gentle. Oh, kissing your way down my belly. Oh, what are you doing to me? Oh, kissing my soft thighs. Oh, goddess. Oh, goddess. Do you smell me? I'm slick with need. I've never been this wet before. Ah, warrior. Warrior. Oh, no. Ah, your mouth. It's on me. Drink me, warrior. I'm so wet. So wet. Taste my nectar. I'm yours. Oh, I'm yours. Let me curl my fingers into your hair. Yes, do that. Do that with your tongue. Biting my hand. I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't. I can't. I can't. Warrior. Warrior, you're going to. You're going to make me. On top of me, are you going to? Oh, your cock is right there. You're right there. Oh my God, it's Aurea. Aurea. Into your back, my heels, into your ass. Goddess, goddess, conquer me, warrior, conquer me. Oh, conquer your elf maiden. Oh, feel me. Oh, feel me so soft and slick and tight as a fist conjured around your cock. Oh, my warrior, my warrior. Oh, you'll make me wake the forest. How far from my village are we? Kiss me, please, I beg you, kiss me. So hard. I can hardly breathe. Warrior, warrior, you saved me. I'm yours. Enjoy me. I hope you enjoy me. Oh. You bit my nipples. You did it again. Warrior. Warrior. I surrender. I'm surrendering. Oh, goddess. I surrender. Fill me. Fill me. Release me. Please. Please. Fill me. Own me. Oh, goddess. Own me. Warrior. I surrender. Your pulse in me. Oh, goddess, I felt your pulse in me. Oh, how you throbbed in me. How I squeezed you. Oh, I'm as wet as the forest pool you found me in. Oh, let's not go back. Let's stay here. All night. Just have me. Have me. When the sun rises, you could take me with you. I know you've been restless in our village. I know you've only stayed so you could slip down each night to watch me bathe. Oh, warrior, take me with you on your adventures. I will bathe for you every night. If you hunt for us, I will cook and feed you little bites of venison, placing morsels in your warm mouth with my soft little fingers. I will kiss you to sleep. Oh, and I will kiss you awake. Oh, I will wake you with your cock in my mouth. Oh, I'm so wet. Feel me so wet around your cock right now. Oh, I'm an elf woman, and you're my warrior. Oh, I'll be anything you need, any night you need me. Just keep me safe. Protect me. Wherever you go. I don't ever want to be bound again, unless it's at your feet. Like that first night when you lifted me, and I wanted you to kiss the tears from my cheeks. Kiss me again, warrior. Kiss me. Take me with you and ravish me. Ravish me. Please promise me that you'll ravish me forever.